Okay, continuing in the third parak of Maseches Tamid, we're up to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalin, and continuing in the process of the Karmat Tamid, Nichnasu Lishchas HaKelim, the Kohanim entered into the Lishchas HaKelim, Votziyu Misham Tishim, Ushlosha Klei Kesef, Klei Zahav, and they brought out 93 Klei Kesef and Klei Zahav that they would put next to the Mizbeach HaChitzon, Hishkves HaTamid B'Koshel Zahav. They gave the Tamid, the actual animal, a drink of water from a Koshel Shel Zahav, and the reason they would do it is it makes it easier to skin the animal if it's well hydrated. So they would want to hydrate the animal in advance. And even though they had already checked the evening before whether it had any mumen, they would check it again by the light of the torches to make sure that it didn't have any mum. Mishnehe, Misha Zachabatamid, the Kohen, who won the right to shech the Karban Tamid, Moshe Vaholich LeBeis HaMitbachim, he would schlep it along to the Beis HaMitbachim, to the area where they would cut it up into pieces. Umisha Zachu Be'evarim, Holchan Acharav, and the other six Kohanim who are going to carry the different limbs of the Karban Tamid up in the Mizbeach would follow him, while he was shechting it. Beis HaMitbachim, the Tzvonos HaMizbeach. The area where they would butcher it was north of the Mizbeach. V'alav Shmona Amudim Nanasin, and they had eight small pillars there. Urevi Yishal Erez Al Gabehen, and there was a block of cedar wood on top of each of these eight pillars. V'un and there were iron hooks in these cedar wood blocks. Each block had three rows of these hooks, one above the other, and they would hang the animals by their back legs as they were skinning them and cutting them up. And they would skin the animals on these marble tables that were in between these pillars. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we said that they came into Lishchas HaKelim and took 93 clay kesef and clay zahav, and they hydrated the lamb that they were going to use for the Karban Tamid, and we said that they would then re-examine for any movement using torch light. And then in Mishnah we said that whoever was going to be the one to shech the Karban Tamid would bring it to the Beis HaMitbachayim, and whoever was going to bring up the different parts up the Mizbeach would follow him. And the Beis HaMitbachayim was north of the Mizbeach, and there were these eight little pillars with a cedar wood block on top of it that had hooks hanging out of it, and they would hang the animal by its legs on these hooks to skin it while it was lying across these marble tables when they were skinning it. Okay, next time we'll pick up with Parakimel, Mishnah Vav.